The Piano Matters is supported by Jacobs Music in Lawrenceville, New Jersey, the area representative of Steinway & Sons for new and previously owned Steinway pianos. More information is available at jacobsmusic.com. This is David Dubal. The program is The Piano Matters, and there's lots to hear as I bring you pianists of the past and present. I have Liszt and Mendelssohn, Schumann and Szymanowski, Mozart and McDowell, and pianists of greatness, Louis Kentner, Capel, Lapati, Ashkenazi, Lacade, and more. And we'll also have some Cuban music by a delightful Cuban, Ernesto Lecuona. So let's have now a quote or two. How sharp the past of this remembrance is, so said Shakespeare. And then again he said, there's rosemary, that's for remembrance. That's from Hamlet. And he says, pray, love, remember. And there is pansies, that's for thoughts. And that's Shakespeare too. And that which is bitter to endure may be sweet to remember, and that's Thomas Fuller. All this, my listeners, lead us to the shepherd's complaint, and there's bitterness and remembrance in this beautiful lyric by Mendelssohn. Here is William Capel giving us from the last year of his short and tragic life from 1953 the morsel called Shepherd's Complaint. And it was the Shepherd's Complaint, played in the deep. Indeed, Capel's Mendelssohn gives us a sweet remembrance. The Piano Matters is heard every week, same time, and I thank you, my faithful listeners, for your faithful tuning in. I like this Thoreau saying from Walden, too. A man is rich in proportion to the number of things he can afford to let alone. And here is my Chinese saying. Blessed is nothing, then nothing can own you. Bach's Siciliano from his flute sonata was beautifully transcribed by Wilhelm Kempf, and it's played so perfectly by Dino Lapati. It's played better than Kempf plays it, and Kempf was a pianist of genius. Oh, what a 3 minutes. Lopazzi playing Kempe's arrangement of the Siciliano from the Flute Sonata No. 2 by J.S. Bach. And later in the show, there will be more Lopazzi. I can never get enough of him in Mozart. I'm your host, David Dubal, in The Piano Matters. You may hear it every week at the same time. In Hugo's Les Misérables, he writes, "The French Revolution had its reasons. Its wrath will be pondered by the future. Its results, though, is a better world. From its most terrible blows comes a caress for the human race." Well, what I think is this. As I see it, all revolutions are built on decay. That was certainly the French Revolution. But I can't pardon its wrath, which was a new form of violence in class structure. What are your thoughts? I would love to know them. Here is a magnificent piece of music by Karol Szymanowski. Yes, it's a little difficult to hear it if you don't know it yet. It's called Scheherazade. It's an evocative work of great physical difficulties to overcome for the pianist. One needs a true sympathy, a love for this piece to bring it off well. If you are listening to it for the first time, listen with attention, please. And I'm pleased to have a Piano Matters debut by the Shanghai pianist Zhang Yi Lin. He was born in Munich in 1988. And here is from Szymanowski's marvelous triptych, Mask, Opus 34. And this is number one. It's 10 minutes long, Scheherazade. Thank you. Some wonderful pianism here in Zhang Yilin's performance of Scheherazade. A florid creation, isn't it? Inspired from the Thousand and One Nights. Szymanowski has created such marvelous shapes and rhythms. Indeed, he is the greatest Polish composer, without doubt, of the first half of the 20th century. I'm delighted to be with you for another edition of The Piano Matters. I hope you had some good moments this week. But as Blake said, we are too much with the world. Matthew Arnold wrote this in 1869. The people who believe most that our greatness and welfare are proved by our being very rich, and who must give their lives and thoughts to becoming rich, are just the very people whom we call the Philistines. Any of you see the TV series Billions? Liszt wrote 12 transcendental etudes, and what a grand romantic cycle of about 70 minutes it is. Number 2 is without title, but one may imagine the daring virtuosity of Paganini inspiring Liszt here. The piece is only 2 minutes, but to conquer it takes many heartbreaking hours. I'd like you first to hear the Italian pianist Mariangela Vacatello. I remember a few years back she played in my evening division class, some Ginastera, at Juilliard. Mariangela lives in Italy, I think in Perugia. I remember I was once there and I lost my rented car. Well, let's listen to the Molto Vivace in the second of the Transcendental Etudes by the glorious Liszt. Thank you. And there it was, the brilliant Mariangela Vacatello. And she played it with vitality, even a sense of sarcasm, in this madcap 2 minutes by Franz Liszt. It was the Transcendental Etude. And now let's listen to the celebrated Russian-born Ashkenazi, Vladimir. And here is Ashkenazi in the second Etude, Molto Vivace. Both of them just fantastic. Ashkenazi falls with perfect accuracy and a sense of the idiom in the Liszt Second Transcendental Etude. By the way, I wrote recently an article on the Liszt Transcendental Etudes and their genesis in the Wall Street Journal. I think you could look it up online. Well, we had a comparative performance there by Vacatello and Ashkenazi, and I always learn something new about the composition when I hear it more than once. I could hear it 20 times. This is David Dubal. Don't miss a show, please. There's valuable piano playing to be heard each time. Oscar Wilde wrote from Leadville, Colorado, on his American lecture tour around 1887 or 8. He was at a Wild and Woolly saloon, and he saw a sign that pleased them very much. And he wrote back to the actress, Lily Langtry, saying what the sign was. And here it is. Please do not shoot the pianist. He is doing his best. I think I can use the word attractive for Ernesto Lecuona's piano music. The man has keyboard flair, and he has a sense for Hispanic melody. Listen to Cristiana Pegoraro in Lecuona's Aragon, a vals España. Thank you. And that was Cristiana Pegoraro in Lucuana's Aragon, Vals España. Once again, I bring to you William Capel, and this time the Schumann Romance, Opus 26, number 2, its sheer loveliness. And Capel is enchanting in it from the last year of his life in 1953. You heard the Romance in F-sharp major by Robert Schumann. It's been a well-loved work since its creation in 1838, and you heard it in the hands of William Capel. Well, dear listener, did you do anything unusual since our last meeting? I must tell you that I did not. Here is from John Tillotson. They who are in high places and have the most power have the least liberty. because they are most observed. Yes, that may be true, but not in all cases, as we know. And they do have the power. The power is seldom not dangerous if you are not egoless. But the power is always dangerous, always, when you have an ego. Well, that's how I feel today. I've been playing to you Cecile Lacaud's remarkable CDs of American piano music. She first began her interest in this very literature when she made her now famous Gottschalk CD for Naxos. Today I'd like to hear the Filipina virtuosa in the grand first movement of Edward McDowell's Sonata in G Minor, which the American composer titled Tragica. It opens largo maestoso and it becomes allegro risoluto, and all in all, it is allegro appassionata. And the first performance was by McDowell himself, I think in Boston, and then he brought it down to New York, and then the great pianist Teresa Carreño gave it some wonderful playing. Well, McDowell died young and tragically. His dates are only 1861-1908.
Thank you.
That was a rich and beautifully felt, deeply felt performance by Cecile Lacott of the first movement of McDowell's G minor sonata, Tragica. McDowell wrote four sonatas in about 7 years, and this was the first. And the playing was remarkable. This CD from her ongoing series on Danacord of American piano music. Congratulations, Ms. Lacott. American piano music needs an advocate of your stature. You are listening to The Piano Matters. That 19th century wit, what a guy, Sidney Smith. Not read much anymore, but those that know him love him. Among the smaller duties of life, he says, I hardly know anything more important than that of not praising where praise is not due. Louis Kentner was a fine musician and pianist. I remember when he played the 32 Beethoven sonatas in New York. Well, he gave real service to the musical art. He wrote about it, and he held great respect for his fellow Hungarian Franz Liszt, who was also the brother-in-law, by the way, of Yehudi Menuhin. And he recorded some very important Liszt pieces when they were really unknown. We have today a pioneering performance of Liszt's late period piece, The Second Elegy. It was written in 1877. a noble presentation by the late Louis Kentner of Liszt's Second Elegy. And let's continue with Dino Lupati. We heard him earlier in Bach, now for Mozart. It's the 3-minute third movement of Mozart's magnificent and indeed great sonata in A minor, K310, composed in Paris exactly at the moment and in the same room where Mozart's mother was dying. This movement, small, restless, and compact, it's a masterful and far-reaching work. Here is Lupati in the K310 by Mozart. Dino Lupati gave, as usual, a penetrating reading of this remarkable small finale of Mozart's Sonata K310, written in Paris when he was 22. Oh, I do hope you enjoyed the Piano Matters today. Please, won't you join me next week when I give you another pianistic offering? Here goes the prophetic Aldous Huxley. I adore this man. Read his letters. He says, industrialism is the systematic exploitation of wasting assets. Progress is merely an acceleration in the rate of that exploitation. Such prosperity as we have known up to the present is the consequence of rapidly spending the planet's irreplaceable capital. This is David Duval. Thank you for listening. The Piano Matters is a production of the Classical Network. It is recorded at the Kauffman Music Center, home of Merkin Concert Hall, 129 West 67th Street in New York City. The producer, Rachel Katz. For a playlist, go to wwfm.org, click on Classical, and choose Search Playlists. The Piano Matters is made possible with the support of the listener members of the Classical Network.